Down to the hardware store to get a new latch for the bathroom door.
Oh, on your way, would you stop at the drugstore and get me a bottle of nail polish, please?
Nail polish? Okay.
Oh, wait. Abalone.
Abalone?
Yes, that's the color of nail polish I want. Abalone.
Abalone? Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. If they don't have abalone, you better get, iceberg.
Iceberg?
Yes, that's if they don't have abalone.
Okay.
I thought you were out in the driveway.
Well, I'm working my way in that direction. What is it, honey?
Well, if you're going to the drugstore, would you mind stopping by Brown's Market, pick up a few things for me?
Originally, I was going to the hardware store.
Oh, well, then never mind, Argo. It's all right.
No, tell me what you want. I'll get it.
No, you're in a hurry. Go ahead. It's all right. I need a cucumber and lettuce.
Cucumber and lettuce.
That's all. Just a cucumber and lettuce. A box of cookies.
A box of cookies.
And maybe you could pick up an extra quart of milk.
Quart of milk?
No, honey, if you're busy, I'll go. It's all right.
Milk, lettuce, abalone, cookies, cucumber, iceberg.
Hey, Dad, are you going to Brown Supermarket?
That's one of the places.
Well, hold on a minute. I want to go with you. I'll be right down. Hey, Mom, where'd you put the tickets?
What tickets?
For Brown's Market, you know, for the car.
What car?
Mom, the one they're raffling off. I gotta have the tickets. They're having a drawing today. Now, where'd they go? Mom, where'd you put them? Look, I had four little tickets in there, a little paper bag. Boy, it's for that brand new car, you know? The meanest thing you ever see in your life. Where'd they go?
Were they little white tickets?
Yeah.
All rolled up in brown paper bag?
Yeah, where are they?
Honey, I threw them away.
Well, Mom, I've been keeping them.
I didn't
Where'd
know
you throw them?
Were. They went out in the trash.
In the trash? Oh.
The big raffle will begin in just a few minutes.
That's quite a car. Wow. A unfortunate.
Wow.
A little flashy, though, don't you think?
Boy, could you imagine me with a car like that?
Wow. Let's go.
Hey, don't you want to stay and see who wins it?
It might be me, and I don't think I can stand the shock.
Well, I'm staying. I got four tickets on it. I could win it, couldn't I?
Sure.
Think I got a chance?
Nope.
Well, somebody's got to win. Why not me?
Do me a favor, Jeff.
Sure.
Be careful when you drive it home.
See you, Dad.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, the magic moment has arrived. Some person born under a rock star will be the proud possessor of this jewel, this magnificent automotive masterpiece.
Lady?
And now, will a volunteer please step forward to help make the selection? Anyone at all, male or female, now don't be bashful. Oh, thank you, young lady. Step right up here. Here we are. And now, if you permit me, we'll put on this blindfold in place. There we are. Are you comfortable? Fine. Right over here. Now I'll just give the thing a few turns.
Right so.
Ladies and gentlemen, madams, one of you will soon drive away in this magnificent... Words fail me. We are ready. Now, just reach inside and draw out a number. Ladies and gentlemen, the winning ticket is AA 4000. I'll repeat that. The number is AA 4000.
I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the young man that has it. The winning ticket.
Mother? Mother, guess what happened? Mother?
Yes, what is it?
Mother, you're never gonna guess.
Well, I agree, so what is it?
Mother, Jeff won the car.
What car?
The one they rattled all the Brown supermarket.
The car?
Yes,
oh,
the car.
Alex, oh my goodness.
What happened?
Jeff held the winning ticket on the car.
The one they raffled off at the Browns.
That beautiful, shiny sports car.
Jeff won it.
Jeff?
Oh, Jeff. Can you believe it? He's going to bring that car. It's gorgeous.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh,
Is this a car? And me, little old Jeff Stone, won it. Oh, hey, come here. Look at this interior. Look at the black crackle. That genuine leather upholstery, a wood steering wheel. Look at all this interior, tack and everything. And look at the six shift, four speed, and an FM radio, and some got a built-in electric shaver. Oh, but the engine's the greatest thing. It's a V12, and it's got overhead cams. It develops 350 horsepower. Boy, but you see, the reason they use overhead camshaft is that way they overcome the inertia of the valve train mass of a pushrod engine. That way they get tremendous revs. Almost 8,000 on this job.
8,000?
Oh, Mom, it's got safety belts. And great brakes, too. Disc brakes. Oh, and look at these wheels. Chrome wire. And see, they're knockoff, too. That way, very easy to change tires. Oh, AA 4000. Boy, I heard that announcer's voice loud and clear. AA 4000. That number just sank in my brain. And I looked at my hand, and right there was a wingtip. Right there in my hand.
Oh, it's like a dream.
It's fate. That's what it is. Yeah, it's fate. I tell you, if I hadn't seen that lady drop that ticket, someone else would pick it up and win the car instead of me. What's the matter?
You saw a woman drop the winning ticket?
And you picked it up?
And you didn't return it to her?
Well, then this car really belongs to her.
Who was she, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. I never got a chance to look at her face. You see, when I bent down to pick up the ticket, she disappeared into the crowd.
Oh, well, then there's no problem. I mean, you can't return something to someone when you don't know who someone is.
Well, that's right, Daddy. I really think the car belongs to Jeff.
Right.
Oh, no. The car belongs to the woman.
What woman?
Yes, what woman?
Well, the one who dropped the ticket, of course.
But, Dad, I don't even know who she was. Well, gee whiz, Dad, what do you want me to do?
Well, I think you should make a definite effort to find her. Put an ad in the paper.
Yeah, we could do that.
And have every woman in town claim she's the one who dropped the ticket?
No, we couldn't do that.
Jeff, was there anything about that woman, anything you could identify?
Well, no, I told you, she had her back towards me. Well, she had this little kid with her with droopy drawers.
Well, wait a minute, that's a clue.
The child or the droopy drawers?
Honey, this is serious. Now, that's an expensive car. It has to be returned.
To whom, Daddy?
Yes, to whom?
Yeah, to whom?
What to whom?
I don't know, but that car sure doesn't belong to Jeff.
Well, if it doesn't belong to Jeff, who does it belong to?
Oh, the woman who dropped the ticket.
What woman?
Finders keepers, that's just what it is. I found the winning ticket, and I had it right there in my little old fat hand, AA 4000. Now, the car is mine because I want it fair and square.
I'm not arguing.
Oh.
Go ahead, keep the car.
Oh.
I think you're right. The car should go back to its rightful owner.
Yeah, thank heaven we have that resolved. Now we can go to bed.
But who's the rightful owner?
Honey, please, we'll find out.
How?
I don't know how.
Well, then I guess we'll have to keep the car.
That's the fourth time you've changed your mind.
Honey, this is not a simple problem.
I'm sleepy and I can't sleep.
Maybe they ought to hold the raffle over again.
That's a good idea.
What did I say?
You ruin the paint. Me with 20 tickets, and he finds one, and bingo. And what do his parents say? Oh, it's up to you, they say. Whatever you decide is fine with us. Oh, man. Hey, careful, watch your belt. You'll scratch a fender.
Well, I'm not wearing a belt.
Well, your buttons, then. Watch your buttons. Hey, hold it.
I'm sorry. I missed my manicure this morning.
Is this the greatest car, or is this the greatest car?
The greatest.
See, right now, I'm probably the luckiest guy in the whole world. I mean, I got everything.
You sure got a car.
Yeah. Hey, hop in. Let's go meet the guys. Come on, we'll give them an eyeful. Well, come on.
We can't go in this.
In what?
In... You know, in the car.
Why not?
Well, you know... Well, guys would think you're showing off.
Well, I don't care what the guys think. Of course I'd be showing off. It's like going out with a movie star.
Can we walk or something?
Walk? When we got a car like this? Are you out of your skull? Walk?
Don't get sore. It's just, well, just I kind of feel a little funny.
Oh, okay, then you go ahead. I'll stay home.
Well, you're not mad, are you?
Me? No, of course not. Thanks a lot for helping me polish the car.
Well, you understand, don't you?
No, I don't, but it's okay. So long.
So long.
Ooh, what a great car.
Jeff?
Hmm?
There's a man in the house to see you.
What do you want?
I don't know.
It's a state law, Mr. Stone. Everyone must carry insurance.
Why?
Everyone who owns a car must have it insured.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Well, now's the time.
what about if I just drive extra careful, huh?
Well, we're sure you're going to drive that beautiful car carefully, Mr. Stone. But this is the law. Just in case something should happen.
Well... I guess I'd better have a little insurance in case I scratch a fender or something.
Oh, you want collision insurance? Hmm.
Well, I don't plan on having any collisions, if that's what you call it.
We'll run a little high on a car like yours.
Well, you said I gotta have protection.
Well, you do. But the protection that you're required to have is not for your own car, it's for someone else's.
You mean I gotta pay for someone else's insurance?
Oh, no, Mr. Stone. You're paying for your own protection... in case you run into somebody else's car.
Now, wait a minute. Doesn't the law say that they have to carry insurance?
Yes.
So, of course, they have insurance.
Yes.
And their insurance covers me.
Yes.
So why do I have to have insurance?
Well, it is a little confusing. The other person has insurance, so that if he runs into you, his insurance pays for the damage. You have insurance so that if you run into anyone else, your insurance pays for the damage. It's called public liability and property damage. And the law requires that you must have it.
Well, I guess if I must, I must. How much is it going to cost?
Well, we'll try to get you off with as little as possible.
Good. How little?
Well, we'll stick to the absolute minimum.
Oh. How much?
$180.
Oh. $180?
Yes.
$180? That's quite a sizable loan.
Well, I'll pay it back, Dad, every penny of it. Well, you can take a little out of my allowance each week.
How little?
Well, as little as possible. You see, I'm going to need money for gas and oil and...
And repairs. And your new way of life.
What do you mean?
Well, with a car as grand as yours, you can't be seen at hot dog stands. You'll have to patronize the finer restaurants. And that means larger tips to the parking lot attendants. And you'll need all new clothes. Oh, it's going to take a lot of money to live up to that car of yours.
Well, okay, but it's worth it. I'll get a job. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll get a job right away this afternoon.
Yes, I could use a delivery boy. Tell me, have you got one of those bikes with a basket on the front of it? You know, you'd have to furnish your own bike.
Oh, I can do better than that. I got my own car I can make deliveries in.
Oh? Got your own jalopy, eh? Well, that's fine, son, just fine.
There it is out there.
Yes. Well, you can start. You trying to pull my leg or something? You want to deliver my meat and that?
Why not?
You must be out of your mind or something. Why, if just one of my customers saw you pull up in that car, they'd think I was overcharging them or short-weighting them or something. You just don't deliver a hamburger in a car like that. Why, if I were you, son, why don't you try jewelry?
Yes, I'd like nothing better than to have my flowers delivered in this beautiful car. You see, son, this job pays $15 a week. And somewhere in this town, there's a poor boy who needs $15 a week. No hard feelings?
No hard feelings.
Jeff, it's so beautiful. I've never been so close to such a car in my whole life. Well, it has everything. Style, everything. In this car, I could wear sables or an ermine wrap. We could go to the theater or the opera or to the best restaurant in town.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave's drive-in.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't be caught dead in this car dressed like this. Oh, hi, Tommy. I'll be right there. Well, bye, Jeff.
You want a gorgeous car.
What's wrong, Jeff?
Everything. But everything. I don't know what's wrong, Dad.
The car, maybe?
Oh, of course not. Can't be the car. Must be me. I tell you, I can't get a job. I'm losing my friends.
You are the loneliest owner of the most beautiful car in town. Where are you going?
Oh, just for a ride.
Oh, Dad?
Dad? Could you lend me a buck for some gas? Big shot.
Huh? What?
Big man, big car, big nothing. That's what you are, a big little nothing.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. How are you enjoying that monster you call a car?
I'm enjoying it fine. Besides, it's my car, and that's what's important. Your car, my foot.
Well, it is. I found it.
You also found the woman who lost the ticket.
Well, so what?
So you followed her and found out where she lives, and you didn't even tell anybody.
Well, finders keepers, that's the law.
I mean, you're in trouble, Big Shot.
You know who the owner of that car is, and you're not talking.
You goofed.
So I goofed. What do you want me to do?
Ungoof yourself before it's too late.
Too late for what?
Too late for a wonderful feeling.
I don't understand. What a dull skull.
Well, now look, you're not so smart yourself.
What do you expect? Look from whence I came.
Why don't you just leave me alone? I want to get some sleep. Boy, what a weak character. Now, look, I don't have to listen to you. Now, good night. How did I ever get tied up with that guy?
Well, Jeff, what are your plans for a date?
You haven't driven your car all week.
Why not?
I don't know.
Jeff, you haven't smiled all week long either. What's bothering you?
Find out who the lady is that dropped the ticket.
Oh?
Last week, and I know it was her because I recognized the little kid that was with her.
The one with the droopy drawers?
Anyway, I followed them and I found out where they lived. Her name is Mrs. Johnson.
You kept this to yourself all week long? Jeff, do you want me to tell you something?
Okay.
You get in that car and drive to Mrs. Johnson's and hand her the keys.
Okay.
That's what you wanted me to say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ben-Hur just roared off in his chariot. Where's he taking it?
Home.
Ann, you should have seen her when I handed her the keys. First she started to shake, and then she offered me a reward. But of course, I didn't take it, you know. But she insisted on me having something, so I asked for this. But it's a picture of the little girl.
Oh.
Tell you, if it hadn't been for that kid with the droopy drawers, I'd still be stuck with that painting in that car. With all that awful chrome and that miserable engine and that terrible genuine leather upholstery. What am I saying?
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.